Today's daf is Psachim Daf Ches, and we are about 20 lines from the top of Daf Zayin Amid Beis, the Kuli Alma Mia. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza and Avadya Ben Miriam Leah. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Avram Ben Yibada L'chaim Toivim Remoisha Chaim. So the Gemara on the bottom of Daf Zayin Amid Aleph discussed the halacha that we all know. Amar Rab Yehuda, Haboidek Tzarech Sheyavarech. When somebody does the mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz, he has to make a bracha. Bedikas Chametz is a mitzvah. Before we do almost all mitzvahs, not all, but almost all mitzvahs, we make a Birchas HaMitzvahs. Rav Yehuda said, HaBoidek, being that it's a mitzvah, albeit a mitzvah, the Rabbanon, Tzarech Sheyavarech, he has to make a Birchas HaMitzvahs. And then the Gemara had a discussion what the nusach of the bracha is. Rav Papi Mishmei de Rava said, Baruch atah Hashem alikeinu melech ha'olam ha'shekid yishara b'mitzvayis v'tzivanu leva'er chametz. Rav Papa Mishmei de Rava said, not leva'er chametz, but rather albir chametz. And what emerged from the Gemara's discussion is that both Amayram agree that you would have to use a loshoin in the nusach of the bracha that suggests that I'm making a declaration about a mitzvah that I'm going to do. So, being that I'm making the bracha before I do the mitzvah, so the fact that the mitzvah is not something that I did, but rather something that I am going to do, has to be suggestive in the nusach of the bracha. And essentially, the machloikis between Rav Papi and Rav Papa was, is Leva'er a lashon of Lahaba? Is Albiur a lashon of Lahaba? The Gemara said, could be everybody agrees Leva'er is a lashon of Lahaba. The machloikis is only regarding Albiur. Either way, that was the discussion of the Gemara. But says the Gemara, one thing is clear, Kuli Amamiya, one thing you can certainly take out of this Gemara is that Me'ikara b'inan that when you make a berachas hamitzvahs, you make the berachas hamitzvahs before you actually do the mitzvah. We know what's the makar to this. Dom Rav Yudah Shmuel, Rav Yudah said in the name of Shmuel, kol hamitzvahs mevorech aleihem over la'asiyasam. All mitzvahs you're supposed to make over la'asiyasam. So the makar really comes from Rav Yehuda in the name of Shmuel. We don't have a Mishnah for this. We don't have a Braisa for this. We don't have a Tosefta, not a Tanya Namihachi. Rather, it comes from the Amoyra Shmuel. Rav Yehuda, who was a Talmud Muvik of Shmuel, was mekabel from his Rebbe. Kol hamitzvahs. Now, the Shmuel, when he said this halacha, used an interesting word, over la'asiyasam, clearly implying that over means before. So, my mashma, the high over lishna de aktumehu. What's the makar that the word over means before? Amar Rav Nachum, Yitzchak, Amakra. It's learned out from the following pasuk. Shmuel Beis Perak Yudches. Vayoretz Achimotz Derech Hakikar. Vayavar Es Akushi. So Achimotz is running towards David. Vayavar Es Akushi. He went in front of the Kushi. So you see, over means in front of or before. Abaye Amar Mehacha. Abaye said it's learned out from this week's parsha. Vahu Avar Lifneim. Yaakov went in front of his wives and his children to greet Esav. The lashon is v'hu avar. See, avar means to go in front of or before. V'iba yaseima, a pasuk in Micha. The pasuk is describing the Melech HaMashiach, and it says vayavar malkom lifneim. The Melech is going to be in front of the Bnei Yisrael, but v'Hashem b'roisha, Makadosh Baruch Hu is going to be even in front of them. But again, the same idea, vayavar means in front of. Beirav Amri, Beirav said chutz min atfila b'shoifer. That even though we just said, Amar Rabbi Yudah Mashmul, kol hamitzvos mevarech aleihem over la'asiyasam. But in the yeshiva of Rav, they said there are two exceptions to the rule. Number one, tefila. Number two, shoifer. Zok tegemar, bishlam et tefila. I understand why the bracha that you make when you do a tefila needs to be made after the tefila, not before. Dakati gavra loichazi. Because a person is not able to make the bracha on tefila before he does the tefila. As a result, you have no choice. By default, you have to do the bracha afterwards. Ela shofar my time. But why can't you make the bracha on shofar before tkiyah shofar? Why does it have to be afterwards? Now, you'll tell me, b'shem dolman mekalkula tkiyah. Maybe the reason is because you're going to make a brichas hamitzvahs on tkiyah shofar, then you're going to blow shofar and you might mess up. It may not come out properly. As a result, instead of making a bracha, then doing the mitzvah, and maybe getting it wrong, in which case it's going to come out that the bracha that you made was a bracha levatala, why expose yourself to that kind of risk? do the tkiya first, and then afterwards make the bracha. Sounds like a good argument, but if that's the case, afilu shchita, umila nami. What about shchita? You can easily mess up shchita, or even mila sometimes can go wrong. And if that's the case, why do you make the bracha before the shchita and before the mila? You should make it afterwards. Elam Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda said, you're right. There's no reason that you shouldn't make the bracha on tkiya shofar before the tkiya. You make the bracha on tkiya shofar before, not after. I, in the yeshiva of Rav, they said that all the brachas you make over l'asiyasam, but there were two exceptions, chutz min hatfilah v'shofar, you have to edit it, chutz min hatfilah bilvad itmar. You have to say it. In the yeshiva of Rav, they didn't say two exceptions, they only said one. Tanya nami hachi, and that peace is actually a price. A tov of Allah, if a person's toivo bali yasi, I mean, when he emerges from the mikveh, he's supposed to say Baruch Atah Hashem, Asher Kedushato b'mitzvayis v'tzivanu al atfilo. So you see clearly that the bracha that you make on tefillah is not a bracha that you make over la'asiyasim beforehand, but rather it's a bracha that you make afterwards. So this gemara is a very yesoidistic gemara. Unfortunately, we're going to have to do what we do. But the takeaway from the gemara is that all birchas ha-mitzvahs you're supposed to make before you do the mitzvah. There's one exception to the rule. The exception to the rule is tefillah. Now, the one thing that's not clear from the Gemara is what tefillah are we referring to? There are many different tefillahs. Rashi says, we're talking about the tefillah of a Baal Keri. So if somebody is Tomei to Maskeri, we're all familiar with the Takana of Ezra. Ezra said that a Baal Keri should not learn Torah. He can't make a bracha until he's toifel. If that's the case, says Rashi, how could a Baal Keri make the bracha that he needs to make when he does a tefillah? If he's not allowed to make a bracha before the tefillah, he can't make the bracha. And that's what Beirav meant when they said chutz min ha-tefillah. Tosfos says it's referring to the tefillah of a ger. A ger, when he's megayer, makes a bracha. But the problem is that until he does the tefillah, he's not a ger. So if he's not a ger, that means he's a non-Jew. How could he make a berachas ha-mitzvahs? So Rashi says it's referring to the tefillah of Keri. Tosfos says it's referring to the tefillah of ger. But Tosfos says that even though l'chura, we're talking about the tefillah of a ger, that's the issue of where the Gemara feels you can't make the bracha over l'asiyasan, but it's certainly a loy plug. Once Chazal said that there's some tefillahs that need to be made after the tefillah, all tefillahs end up being made after the tefillah. In terms of just pashut, why is the bracha made beforehand? Why not make the bracha after? You have to make the bracha before. Why can't you make the bracha after? So the pashut pshat is because when we make a bracha, what we're doing is we're saying that I acknowledge that this act of taking a lulav, the act of lighting a menorah, isn't just some superficial ritualistic thing that I'm doing. Asher kedishanu b'mitzvayisa v'tzivanu mitzvah tzrichas kavana. The bracha allows you to internalize and to take in exactly what it is you're doing. If you would make the bracha after the mitzvah, obviously you do something nice, but it's not the same in terms of defining and setting the tone and dictating what your machshava is when you do the mitzvah. There's a very, very famous tshuva from the Noida B'Yehuda, a tshuva that we've spoken about in the past, only Biramiza, and that is in Yerideya Madura Kama Simit Tzadik Himmel. The name of the tshuva is Be'inyan Amiras L'Shem Yichud. Whoever's familiar with the tshuva knows why we only talked about a Biramiza. But it's a very, very sharp tshuva, and the Noida B'Yehuda wasn't happy with the minig of saying L'Shem Yichud. Now, Nabi Huda said, I heard different reasons, because you have to get into the mode and to understand what it is before you do a mitzvah. He says, that's why you make a bracha. That's why you make a bracha. And he throws an agav urchi that when you make a bracha, you mekayim mitzvah srichas kavan. So the idea of making a bracha before the mitzvah, if you think about it for a minute, is very intuitive. Either way, Zokta Gemara Vaitis. And the Mishnah said, Arla ba'asa boitkenes hachametz. So you're supposed to do bedikas chametz, and you're supposed to do it with a candle. So how do you know that bedikas chametz has to be done with a candle? Amar Rav Chisda said, it's learned out from a super gzeirah shava. Lamadnu mitzia mi mitzia. We learn gzeirah shava from the word mitzia that we see in the context of Pesach. Shivas yomim sor lo yimotze bivatechen to another word mitzia. Umitzia me chippus. We learn the word mitzia from the word chippus. V'chippus me chippus. V'chippus me neirois. V'neirois me ner. Zok de gemar. Let's explain. Mitzia me mitzia. What's this gzeirah shava? The ksiv hach, it says shivas yomim sor lo yimotze bivatech. Ksiv hasam. And there's another pasuk. V'yichapes bagodol heichel u'bakoto in kilo v'yimotze hagevio. So the context over there is where Yosef was setting up his brothers, unbeknownst to them, and accused them for stealing the gavia. So the pasuk says they were searching for the gavia. They were searching for the becher. First they searched the sack of the gadol, and kilo. They concluded with the katoin, and finally so it says, and it says the word vayimotze hagavia. So we have a gzeira shava. We now have a connection between the parsha of chametz shivas yomim sor lo yimotze bivatechem and the parsha of Yosef and the brothers when they're searching for the becher. Okay, umetzia mechipos didek, and then we can connect the word metzia vayimotze to the word vayichapes, because that's the beginning of the pasuk. Vayichapes. What's the difference between vayichapes and vayimotze? Vayimotze is when you find it. Kemoitze shalol rav. Vayichapes is the actual search. It's the process when you're trying to find it. But you see, vayimotze is the result of a vayichapes. V'chipus mi neiros. And we have a connection between the word chipus and the word neiros. T'chsev, because the pasuk says in Tzofanyo, v'hoyo be'esahi achapes es Yerushalayim ba'neiros. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to search Yerushalayim with neiros. So you see, the word chipus is neiros. The neiros miner. And there's a connection between the word neiros and ner. T'chsev, ner Hashem, nishmas, adam, choyfes kol chadrei baton. That's how you know that there's a connection between searching for your chametz and doing it la'or haner. Metzia mi metzia, metzia me chipos, chipos mi neirois, v'neirois mi ner. Tosfos, incidentally, the last Tosfos on the Yomin asks that why do we need chipos mi neirois and neirois mi ner? That would seem to be a little redundant. Is there a difference between neirois and ner? That's the last Tosfos, but regardless, it's based on the supik zeir shavat. Tanit v'rabbi shmol, le'le yudalu b'ikinas ha-chametz. When do we do b'dikas chametz? So our Mishnah said, arlar ba'asar. And because the Mishnah used the very refined term of Arlar Ba'asar, we had the first two dafin of Masechtas Pesachim. But there was a Braisa that was taught in Rabbi Yishmael's yeshiva, who instead of saying the word Ar, said Leili. Same halacha. Leile yudalu b'ikenes hachamas leir aner. Afal b'shem raile. Davos eichel davos. Shnei meshivas yom asar leimatze. Va'omer vayichapes v'agadol hachel u'bakotin kilo. Va'omer be'is ahi achapes es Yerushalayim b'neiros. Va'omer ner Hashem nishmas ot. Chayfes. Talk to you my va'omer. Why do we need the last two psukim? Meaning, what do you see in the pasuk of Ner that you don't see in the pasuk of Neirois? Because what's the pasuk in Tzafanya that the Gemara quoted? You know what the context over there is? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he's going to search Yerushalayim and he's going to use Neirois. So what would be the takeaway? Chipus is with Neirois. Why? Probably because that's a good thing, right? You'll be able to find what you're looking for if you use a ner. But the Gemara says there was a havamina that maybe it's actually not a good thing. And the reason Hashem said, achapes es Yerushalayim baneiros, is because he dafka didn't want to find everything. Because Hashem is actually being kind to us. And this is mimidas achesed that the Ebeshe says, when I am mechapes the chadrei beten of the Yid, I actually don't use Neirois. I don't look b'chayrim v'stokin. Because sometimes it's actually better not knowing everything. So you would have thought that maybe what the pasuk is saying is, loy badikna lab Yerushalayim, b'nahayra da'avuka d'nafish, nahayra tuva, ela b'nahayra d'shraga d'zuta nahayra tveh. Maybe faker, da'avin rabbi mishtachach, v'avuzul mishtachach, maybe David is saying, I don't want to look at such a good way, because I don't want to see the small averis. I'll only see the big ones. I won't see the tashma, neir Hashem nishmas adam. Then no, there's an idea that this is the way you're supposed to search. Either way, what's the makar that Arlar Ba'asa Boitken as Achametz Lo'ir Aner? Chazal attributed, or they based it on this super Gzei Reshava, this idea of Metziah, Mi Metziah, Metziah, Mi Chippos, Chippos, Mi Chippos, Chippos, Mi Neirois, and Neirois, Mi Ner. Tanu Rabbanan, another Braisa that's going to say the same thing. Ein Boitken Lo'ir Lo'ir Achamo, V'Lo'ir Lo'ir Alavon. You're not allowed to do B'dikas Chametz using the Oir of the Chamo. Can't use the light of the sun, or the light of the moon. You're not allowed to use a torch. The only thing you're allowed to use is the oir haner. And the reason is because oir haner is yafal lebedika. Ava b'shein raila, dava zeichel, dava shenem, shivas yom, asor leimotz b'vateichem, v'oim v'vayichapes b'gadol hachel, v'oim v'beis ahi achapes yisru shalayim b'neres, v'oim v'ner, Hashem nishmasadam, chayvus chachad jwey batem. Zok de gemara, hay oir hacham ehechidami. So one of the things the Braisa said you're not allowed to do b'dikas chametz with is the oir of the chama. Zok de gemara. How exactly are you even entertaining doing bedichas chametz with the oir of the chametz? Is it Pasha? You're in your chatzer and you're checking your chatzer for B'dikas Chametz. From learning Masechtas Erev, and we know that the chatzer was used very, very actively. It was a very big deal. So maybe that's what the price means. If someone's doing B'dikas Chametz in this chatzer, so you can't use the Erech Hamel. But the Gemara says, well, my Rava can't be. Because Rava said, chatzer in the Tzricha B'dika. You don't have to do B'dikas Chametz in the chatzer. As much as it was used, it was Hukaf Ledira, doesn't matter. You don't have to do B'dikas Chametz. V'mnesha Arvin Mitzuyan Sham. The reason is because they were ravens. Ravens were a very big deal once upon a time. That's clear from learning Daf Yomi. And the ravens, they used to pick up food and they would deposit it here and deposit it there. But the point is that because the ravens did the bedika for you, that's the silver lining of having all these shkutzim and vidamutzim around. So you don't have to worry about it. Ella, so the Gemara. So if you don't have to do bedika, so why are we having a conversation about whether or not you need to do a l'ayran there? So the Gemara says, Ella b'achsadra. Maybe it means if you're in an achsadra, also of Masechtas Erev in fame. But it says the Gemara, Amar Rava, a Rava said, achsadra l'ayrev nivdekes. An achsadra, which is a little pavilion, a little area that you have inside your chatzah, so you're actually allowed to do the bedika with the R. So you don't have to have a candle or an Ayur HaNer in order to bedika in the Achsadra. You can use the sunlight to do it. So that can't be what the Braisa means either. So it's talking about you have a room. It's indoors. It's not a chatzah. We don't have to do a bedika. It's not an Achsadra where you're allowed to use the Ayur of the Chama. But rather, you have a room that has a skylight and the sun shines in. So you would have thought maybe you could do the bedika using the light of the sun. That's the chiddush that you're not allowed to. But the Gemara says, Udehecha. What exactly are you referring to? Ila b'hadi aruba, do you want to do the bedika in the area of the house that's directly opposite the skylight, Hainu Achsadra? You would think that's like an achsadra. And if you can use the Ur of the Chama to do bedika in an achsadra, why can't you use the Ur of the Chama to do bedika in a house that's directly opposite the skylight? Elo litzdadim. You're right, it means to the side. So you're able to do bedika technically using the sun that's shining in from the skylight, even not for the area that's directly opposite the skylight. So kedaita chamina that maybe it should be okay. That's kamashmo on the brisa that it's not going to be okay. So the brisa said a few things that you're not allowed to use the bedika for. In boit kun loyla oira chama, v'loyla oira levana, v'loyla oir ha avuka. So oira chama, okay, you could understand. Oira levana, certainly. The Ur Alavana is nowhere near the Ur Achama, but an Ur Avuka, you can't use a torch? Why shouldn't you use a torch? If you can use a little candle, why can't you use an Avuka, like your Havdalah candle that you use? Why would you think that that's not okay? So, what's Pshan in the Pasuk that says, Chabakuk Paragimel, V'noiga Ka'or Tia Karnai Miyadoi Loi, V'sham Chevyoin Uzoi. The high level of the Pasuk is describing the tremendous R, the tremendous reward that the tzaddikim are going to get in the Olam Haba. So Rav explained the pasuk. The man tzaddikim daim b'fnei shechina. You know what the tzaddikim are going to look like in the presence of the shechina? Kiner b'fnei ha'avuka. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyavka is described in that pasuk in Tzafanya as being an avuka, a torch. And the tzaddikim are going to be like a ner, like a candle. The point is, the torch is much more powerful than the candle. But my Rava also said, Avuka l'avdala mitzvah min amufchar. The Katchili is supposed to use a torch for mitzvah havdala. So you see, it's a much stronger light. So why would it not be okay to use the Eira Avuka? To tell me you don't have to use it, I understand. But ain't baitin loy loy racham of loy loy alavana of loy loy avuka or racham or alavana, we understand. But why shouldn't you be able to use the Eira Avuka? So the Gemara is going to say four terutzim. I'm Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Number one, zay yachalach nisal l'chayrin l'ustakim. V'zayin yachalach nisal l'chayrin l'ustakim. You do b'dikas chametz, you have to be baitik in the chayrin, in the holes, in the stakim, in the cracks. You have to go into very small places. You can't do that with a torch. So it's actually going to end up being worse if you use a bigger fire. Rav Tzvi Amar said a different reason. A torch, because it's so powerful, so people often will not be able to hold the torch in front of them. They're going to hold a little bit behind them. You hold a little bit behind you, it's actually going to end up being worse. It's Yotzah Scharbev said, a candle doesn't give off so much light. You could stand in front of you and hold it. But the torch, because it's so powerful, you can end up holding it behind you. You're going to be afraid. If you're going to walk around with a torch, you're going to be scared. It's going to end up impacting the way you do your bedikah. Candles light is more consistent, whereas a torch's light, it flickers a little bit, and as a result, although it's a much more powerful light, but to a degree, it actually is worse for bedikah, and that's why Chazal Davka wanted you to do bedikah with a ner, and they didn't want you to do bedikah with an avuka, despite the fact that when it knocks, it certainly gives up a much more powerful light. So that concludes the next part of the daf, which discussed the very basic halacha, and that is Or La'arba Asa Beitkin Es HaChametz La'or HaNer. And what's the makar to La'or HaNer? It's learned out from a super Gzeirah Shavah. Incidentally, it's not the first time in the 14th Machzor of Daf Yoimi that we've seen a Gzeirah Shavah like this. Erev in Daf Nun Aleph, the Gemara over there was discussing what the makar is that a tchum is Alpayim Amo. And there too, the Gemara brought a very similar Kal V'Chaimer. It's not, or Gzeirah Shavah. It's not something you see every day. But it's the source for some very basic halachas. When you learn Erevin, Alpayim Amo is pretty basic. And when you learn the Sugis of Bedichas Chametz, La'ir HaNer is pretty elementary. And they're both learned from this super duper Gzeirah Shavah. In terms of how much Chazal wanted one to do Bedichas Chametz with La'ir HaNer, the Gemara and Daftal and Aleph said that why is it that we do Bedichas HaNer? So Or La'arba Asa we know means Laila. So why do we do it at night? Do it during the day. And the Gemara gave two reasons. One reason the Gemara gave is because that's simply the time that people are around. B'shasha b'nei adam etzuyim b'batem. But then the Gemara gave another reason. V'or haner yofel b'bediko. An or is better when you use it at night than when you use it during the day. A ner actually does its job more efficiently at night than it does during the day. And Chazal wanted us to use a ner. Why? Based on this whole Gzeirah Shavah. As a result, do bedikah at night so that you can do it in the optimal time as it relates to using a ner. Zok de Gemara. The Mishnah said, Kol makoim she'ein machnisin by chametz ein tzarech bedikah. We're up to the second line of the Mishnah. Or, the first word of the Mishnah, that's in the box, was the first two dafin. That took us to daf ches. And now the second line. Any place in your house where you don't usually bring chametz, you don't have to do bedika. And the Gemara now is going to discuss different parts of a person's house. And again, you had to be there in order to properly appreciate some of the Gemaras that we're going to learn. But different areas that have a din of a makom she'em machnisim by chametz. Zok de Gemara, kol makom she'em machnisim by chametz. The word kol makom sounds like it's coming to be marba something. La suye mai. What's extra? Misha could have just said makom she'em machnisim by chametz. Ain't tzarich bedika. Kol makom. Chazal sometimes darshan the word hakoil. Hakoil is la suye. Kol is also la suye. So obviously the word kol is coming to be marba something I wouldn't have known. So what is it coming to be marba? And the Gemara is going to bring a brisa that says eight things. The Tanu Rabbanon Chayre Bayis Hal Yoinim VaHatachtoinim. So once upon a time, it was very common for a person to have a hole in the wall. If you have a hole in your wall, if the hole is very high up on the wall or it's very low down, you don't have to do bedikah. The Gag HaYetzia. A Yetzia was a little annex to your house, has a roof on top of it. It too is an example of a place that you don't have to do bedikah. The Gag HaMigdal, the roof of a closet. The Refes Bakar, that's where the animals dresich. The Lulin is a chicken coop. Umatfen, that's where you store your straw. The Itzris Yayin, that's the Martef, that's where you keep your wine. The Itzris Shemen, where you keep your oil. All these places don't need bedikah. Shem Gamliel added to this. He said, Mita Chilekes B'toy Chabayis. If somebody has a bed, that's Chilekes B'toy Chabayis. It's serving as a partition. He uses it as a mechitza in the middle of his room. You have to do bedikah underneath it. If you have a bed in your room, you would have to check underneath the bed. Incidentally, Hachilekes b'tei chabayis is laf dafka, Rashi says. V'urcha de milsa naka. It was common for people to use beds as a partition, and that's why Rav Shimon Gamliel said, the mita hachilekes b'tei chabayis. Because he was saying a halacha that he wanted the oilam to understand, but it's laf dafka. The point is, you have to check underneath the bed. Vira minu zaktu. I'll ask you a kash. Two kashes. Number one, choshe bin adam l'chaveiroi. If you have a char that's between a person and his friend, so there was an apartment. Reuven lives on one side, Shimon lives on the other side. They're separated by a wall. There's a hole in the wall. The wall was very, very thick. So the halacha is that by the God makom shadim agatz. Is that by the God makom shadim agatz? Reuven has to do a bedikah up until the part of the wall that his hand can reach, and Shimon has to do the same thing. If there's an area that Reuven can't reach and Shimon can't reach, all you have to do is mevatel it in your lave, and you're going to be fine. Rishim Gamliel said, mitachet lakas b'tei chabayis, if you have a mito that separates, acts as a partition inside a house, it's mevatel misturim tachteo, and there was wood and there were stones underneath it, umafsekes, in a tzricha b'dika. You don't have to do b'dika, but in the area that's on top of the etzem v'avonim, that's underneath the bed. So again, this b'raisa is a little shorter than the earlier b'raisa. It doesn't say eight, it says two halachas. What are the two halachas? Number one, you have a wall that separates two apartments. There's a hole in the wall. Each person needs to do b'dika ad makam shiyad magas. What was the second halacha? B'shem Gamliel said, if you have a mita that's chelakas b'tei chabayis, this etzem v'avonim underneath it, you don't have to do b'dika underneath the bed. Zokta Gemara, both halachas contradict the previous brisa. Kasha mita mito, kasha chayrin na chayrin, mita mito. Rav Shimon Gamliel in the first brisa said mita chelakas b'tei chabayis, tzricha b'dika. In the second brisa, it's the same Rav Shimon Gamliel. Mita chelakas b'tei chabayis. So Rav Shimon Gamliel is talking about a bed underneath it as it relates to b'dikas chametz in two brises, and he blatantly contradicted each other. In the first price, he says you have to do b'dika. In the second price, he says you don't have to do b'dika. And what's the kasha chayre na chayrin? First price, he said if you have chayre bias hall yoyne v'atachtoyim, you have holes in the wall, higher and lower, you don't have to do b'dika. And what did this price say? You have two apartments that are side by side, they're separated by a wall. Each person needs to do b'dika. Ad makam shi'od magas. So don't we have two steers? So the Gemara says no. There's obvious answers. Loy kasha habi loy v'atachtoyim habi mitzit. Number one, as it relates to the steer between the chayrin and the chayrin. The first price was very specific. Chayre bias, ha'el yoyne v'atachtoyim. We're talking about where the holes are either very high or very low. You don't usually use those holes. That's why you don't have to do b'dika. The second price didn't say anything about el yoyne v'atachtoyim. The second price is presumably talking about where it's more in an area where somebody would use it. It's not too high, it's not too low. As a result, of course, over there, it's going to be different. Mita, mito lekash, as relates to the stira in Reb Shimon Gamliel, do you have to do b'dika under bed? Do you don't have to do b'dika under bed? Hada medaya, hada metatoy. It depends how low does the bed hang. In the first price, Reb Shimon Gamliel said you have to. It's talking about where it was medalia. It was a taller bed. There's a lot of space underneath the bed. Thus, it's used sometimes. So it's a makam shemachnisim by chametz. Makam shemachnisim by chametz. You'd have to do a b'dika. The second Rishon Gamliel was talking about where it was mitatoy. Right? Rishon Gamliel was said, it was talking about there's a bed. Underneath the bed, you have etzim v'avon. How much space is there already? So what's the makam shemachnisim by chametz? That's why he said you don't have to do b'dika. It boils down to, is it makam shemachnisim by chametz or is it not makam shemachnisim by chametz? So to Gemara. One of the things the Braisa said was oitzris yayin and oitzris shemen ain't tzrichim b'dika. Oitzris yayin ain't tzrichim b'dika. But time you're going to the Braisa, oitzris yayin tzarich b'dika. You do have to do b'dika. It's oitzris yayin. Oitzris shemen ain't tzarich b'dika. That Braisa says. But oitzris yayin, yes. We have a steer. Oitzris yayin, no. That's the first Braisa. Oitzris yayin, yes. The second Braisa. My skin of a mistopic. Second Braisa is talking about it's a type of oitzer that sometimes is used during the meal. If you use it sometimes during the meal, that's why you'd have to do b'dika. Yihachi shemenami. If the oitzris yayin of the second brice is talking about where it's used during the meal, then to be consistent, the oitzris shemet should also be talking about where it's used during the meal. If it's used during the meal, so how come the oitzris shemet doesn't need bedika? Shemen yesh keva l'achila, yayin and keva l'shtia. There's a fundamental difference. If you have an oitzris of shemet that's used around mealtime, the assumption is you probably took all the shemen that you were going to need before the meal, you brought it to the table, you're probably not going to end up going there again during the meal. As a result, even if it's mistopic, it's an oitzer that you use for the meal, but you're probably not going to use it during the meal. Yayin in kevalishtiya. You can never prepare enough wine. It's very hard to predict how much wine you're going to need at a good meal. And as a result, you're always likely to end up going back into the oitzer. Yayin, nekoitai klala biyotcha, in kevalishtiya, when it comes to yayin. And that's why you have this halacha that sometimes if it's mistopic, then it's considered a makam shemachnisim by chametz. Tani Reb Chiya, this is something you would expect Rav Papa to say, but Reb Chiya said it. Asu oitzris sheicher bebavel ka oitzris yayin b'Eretz Yisrael. He says in Bavel, he says where we store our beer is like in Eretz Yisrael where they store their wine. They used to drink beer in Bavel. Reb Chiya lived a lot before Rav Papa, so I guess that business was booming in Bavel even before Rav Papa. But the point is that the oitzris of sheicher is the same type of idea. It's ein keva l'shtiyah. And as a result, it always has a din of a makam shemachnisim by chametz. Amar Rav Chiya is the bait dog. What about the place that you store your fish? Ain't tzarech b'dika. You don't have to do b'dika. Vatanya tzarech b'dika. You do have to do b'dika. Again, fish is something that's inherently not chametz. What would be the chash? Maybe you went to get fish, you had bread, and you ended up bringing chametz here. Is fish a makam shemachnisim by chametz? And it's hard to imagine that it wouldn't be, because you use it sometimes during the meal. But meals were much more formal then. Ayin masachtes brachas. But we have a stira. One Bryce said, Rav Chisda said, Ein Tzarech B'dikah. The Bryce said, Tzarech B'dikah. Like Kasha, Ha B'Rav Ravi, Ha B'Zutri. Big fish, the place you store those, doesn't need B'dikah. Because the big fish, you can anticipate before the meal how much you're going to need. So the derech was never to go there during the meal. There's no reason it should be viewed as a makom shemachnisim by chametz. The place where you store the small fish, that already is very hard to cheshbon how much you're going to eat for the meal. So Rashi says that's the reason zutri is different. Amar Rabbi Barafuna, bay milki, the place that you store salt, ubay kiri, where you store wax that was used for candles, tzarech b'dika, because sometimes during the meal you need it. Amar Papa, bay tzivi, where you store your wood, ubay tamri, where you store your dates, tzarech b'dika also needs b'dika. Tana, and this next gemara is a classic. Ein mechayven oisoi lahachnis yodoi lechayrim velestakim livdoik mipnei asakon. So even though there's a mitzvah derabanan called bedikas chametz, or la ba'asa boitken asa chametz loyraner. And when, how do you do bedikas chametz? You do it with an ar. You have to do bedika even bechayrim velestak. In fact, that's one of the reasons we don't use an avuka, because you have to be able to use something that can get you into some of these tight spots. What if sticking your hand into this chur or sedek may eventually put you into a matzav of sakon? So what's the halacha? So it's a braisa. You're not mechuyiv to risk your life for the mitzvah b'dikas chametz. Say ein mechayiv enoisei lahachnis yadoi v'chorim v'lestokim livdoi mipnei ha-sakona. And this statement is going to usher in some classic gemaras, gemaras that we've talked about many times over the years, gemaras that we have many raid bites on, gemaras that unfortunately we don't really have time to do justice for. But says the gemara, my sakana, what exactly is the sakana? In name of ne sakana's akrev, is it talking about where you have a hole in your wall, you need to do a bedika there theoretically, but you're not sure, there might be a scorpion living there. And as a result, you're not sure, should I do bedika or not? That's the braisa. You don't have to do bedika because of the scorpion. It's not mistabra, that's what the braisa was addressing. Because ki mishtamish, hechi ishtamish. See, if it's a place that there's a real concern, it's probably a makom she'ein machnisim by chametz. So if it's a makom she'ein machnisim by chametz, anyways, don't have to do bedika. It sounds like we're talking about a place that's a makom she'ein machnisim by chametz. Theoretically, based on the basic halachis of bedika, you would think you should have to do bedika. However, we're giving you a pass. So it doesn't sound like that's the case. It's talking about where a wall fell down, and now you have this big heap of stones. The question is, do you have to look underneath it to do a bedika? Now, you don't know. Maybe there was a scorpion that's still alive that was there when the stones fell down. It's somewhere in your kitchen. It's a makom shemachnisim by chametz. So in theory, you have to do a bedikah. But then again, this is a sakon. Maybe that's what the Bryce was referring to. But the Gemara says, enough alam li bedikah. If that's what happened, why do I have to do a bedikah? By the time we learned in the mission, we saw this already. Chametz enough alam ha'payilis reyu kemavur. That if you have a heap of stones over your chametz, even if you know for sure the chametz is there, it's a kiyum of tashbisu. It's as if it was mavur. You're not over by your, you're not over by your matzah, you're not over tashbisu. So luchur, if that was the case, you wouldn't have to do a bedikah. So Gemara says, "Hasam chain akel v'yachal chapis achav, hakus akel v'yachal chapis of." There's different levels of what it means to be covered in stone. If it's covered to the degree that a kelev can't get in, so that's kemavur. But maybe it's this case, and this braisa was talking about where it's true, there was a mapilus, but not to the degree that a kelev can't get in. If a kelev can get in, it's not kemavur, because the halacha that says hareu kemavur, when something falls on top of it, is only if it's so buried that the kelev can't even get to it. Hachamaya skinu, where the kelev can get to it, as a result, this is where it's going to be. But the one says, I don't understand this halacha. You're not mechuyev to stick your hand into a mount of rubble. Why? Because there's a concern that maybe there's a scorpion. Why are you doing this? You're doing it for a mitzvah. You're doing it for the mitzvah b'dikas chametz. Freiting Gemara. From Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar said, Shluchei mitzvah ein ani zaykin. Did Rabbi Lazar say, Shluchei mitzvah never get... You're doing it for a mitzvah. Shoyim mitzvah le'yei d'davara. What do you have to worry about? I'm Rav Ashi, Sheva Tovi le'mach. You know what we're worried about? Maybe you also lost a needle. This is your proverbial needle in a haystack. So maybe while you're doing B'dikas Chametz, you can say, you know something, this is something I've been looking for a long time. I can't find my needle. So it's not a bad idea. While I look for my Chametz, maybe it's going to show up somewhere. We're worried that maybe you're going to have a kavana while you're looking for the Chametz to also look for something else. As a result, now you have the wrong machshavas. It's like a shaloi l'shma. This throws everything off. And now you don't have shluchei mitzvah in a nizaykin. But the Gemara says, v'kai gavne la mitzvah. If somebody does a mitzvah, I'm physically doing a mitzvah, I'm looking for my chametz, But there's an ulterior motive as well. I'm doing a shalom lishma. Is that not a mitzvah, Tanya? Somebody gives tzedakah and he says he wants his son to have a refuah as a result of the tzedakah that he's given. He wants to be zayich to a chelik in olam haba. I raise a tzadik gomer. He's considered a tzadik gomer. So you see, there's nothing wrong with doing a mitzvah shalom lishma. I mean, it's not the optimum, but if you're a tzadik gomer, it can't be that bad. And if that's the case, then why should that be a reason that you should lose the skula of shluchei mitzvah in a nizayken? Mara says, Dilma Basa the Badik Asalu Nabasar. You know what we're worried about? You're gonna finish doing Bidikas Chametz. Done. After you do the Bidik, you say, you know something? I ready, let me check. And maybe I can find this machat, this needle. Then you may get hurt. So don't stick your hand in for the Bidika, because maybe after you finish looking for the Chametz, while your hand is there, you're gonna now look for the needle, and that's already not a mitzvah. Not even Shaloi Lishma. Yeah, you don't have Shluchei Mitzvah in the Zaykin. That's what we're worried about. Nachman Yitzchak Amar Mishum Sakana Sanachr. Nachman Yitzchak had a different shot. He said, you know what the Sakana is? It's not a scorpion underneath this mapoilas, but rather the sakana was nachrim, worried about the non-Jews. Uplimoi. And the Tanya of this braisa maybe is plimoi. The Tanya, we learned in a braisa, Chor Shebein Yehudi Larmoi, if there's a hole in a wall that's between where a Yid lives and in our moy lives. So you should do a bedika. Same case that we had in Amud Aleph, where you have two apartments that are side by side, there's a wall in between, and there's a hole in the wall. You do bedika, again, that was the halacha in Amud Aleph, when you have a Yid living next door to you, it's the same halacha in Amud Beis, when you have an Eni Yehudi living next to you. Don't do a bedika. Because of a sakana. My sakana. Is it sakanas kshafim? That maybe he's going to suspect you of kishuv. Ki yishtamish, heichi yishtamish. I mean, if you think that he's going to think you have some kishuv going on inside the hole of the wall, so then you probably would have never used it anyways. If you didn't use it, it's a makom shei machnisim bei chametz. So you don't have to come on to the fact that it's a sakana. It's a moot point. Maybe use it during the day. During the day, no one's going to suspect you of kishuv. For like master kadaiti, the hacha, now, later. You do bedikas chametz at night. The shraga, and you use a candle. Master kadaiti, so here it's already different. I mean, that's different. Maybe that's what the concern is. So Nachum Yitzchak said, you know, pshat in this price is, we're worried about the nachrin. Hacha b'mayaskina, where your neighbor is an armoy, an Eini Yehudi. Going according to Plimoy, who said, don't let the Eini Yehudi suspect you of kishuv, because not good things can come from that. Freita Gemara, again, same question. Vam Rabbi Loza said, Shulchei Mitzvah, Eini Nizoykin. So we asked this question in the first Pshat of the Gemara. First Pshat of the Gemara was, what was the Sakana? The Sakana of an Akrev. Freita Gemara, Shulchei Mitzvah, Eini Nizoykin. What was the Gemara's teretz? That maybe when you're searching underneath the Mapilas, you're going to be looking for a needle. So the Gemara asked the same exact question, and the Gemara gives a different teretz. Ayin b'achreinim why? And for the Gemara, heicha d'shchiach hazeik hashayini. This is different because this hezek is something that's it's clear and present. It's a very, very shchiach type of hezek. The fact that any Yehudi is going to think that you're involved in kishuv and, you know, maybe make you pay for it. And when it comes to shchiach hazeika, there's no laws of shayme mitzvah le'yeda davara. You don't have the halacha of shluchei mitzvah in a nizakin. What's the makar to that? A lot of nach in today's daf. Another pasuk in nach, Shmuel Aleph. Ayoyimre Shmuel, eich eilech, v'sham ashol, v'harogani. Shmuel turns to the Abish and says, I should go to Shmuel, Shmuel's going to kill me. He told him what he should do. But the point is that you see that whenever it's Shchiyah Chazeka, you don't have the rule of Shluchei Mitzvah in Nezakim. Because if you'd say Shluchei Mitzvah in Nezakim, even where it's Shchiyah Chazeka, then what was Shmuel negotiating with the Ebishter? He should have just gone and done the mitzvah. So clearly, there's a concept of Shluchei Mitzvah in Nezakim. So again, just to recap this last part of the daf, we had a one-line braisa. You don't have to put yourself into a matzah of sakana to do bedikas chametz. The question was, what exactly is the bedika? So we had two mahalchim in the Gemara. The first teretz of the Gemara is, it's talking about where a wall fell down in the middle of your house. It's a makom shemachnisim by chametz. You can stick your hand theoretically and do a bedika. The problem is there may be a scorpion alive that can bite you and cause a lot of problems. That's what the braisa means when it said that you're not mechuyev to put yourself into a massive sakana. The second teretz was, is you have a neighbor who's a non-Jew. There's a wall. There's a hole in the wall. In theory, you should be obligated, as long as the hole is not too high, not too low, to do a bedika. But being that the non-Jew may accuse you of being involved in sorcery and kishuv, and then he may hurt you. So Chazal said, "Mipnei asakana, stay away from it." The question is, what happened to shluchei mitzvah ein nizaykin? Right? Isn't there such a concept? So in the first teretz, the first Mahalach of the Gemara was that maybe there's no shluchei mitzvah in any zaytin because maybe after you finish doing the bedikas chametz, you're going to continue to search for something else, and that's when you get into trouble. Alternatively, the famous yisoid of heichod the shchiach hazekashayni, that if you put yourself into a situation where there's a clear and present danger, there it's going to be different. Bo minei Rav, they asked Rav the following question: Hanu bnei Rav, the yeshiva light, the bachrim, the younger light, the diary bebaga. They lived far away from yeshiva. In order for them to get to yeshiva, they'd have to wake up early, leave late, right? They had to travel a little bit. It's dangerous. Can they travel? Could they not travel? What's the question? Shluchei mitzvah in anizayken. So do they have the protection of shluchei mitzvah in anizayken or not? Amalu, so this is what Rav said. Nesu alive al tzavari. They can come on my cheshbon. That's a haftacha from Rav. Mind-boggling. He said, let them come. Olive al tzavari. I take full achrayas. Then nothing's going to happen to them. So the Gemara said like this, nasal mai. Could they go back home? Meaning on the way to yeshiva, shluchei mitzvah in anizayken. But what about on the way back? Amaluhu, and this is also interesting, lo yodana. Rav said lo yodana. So there's a lot of shasik Rav. Rav didn't say anything. Chavis Yor brings from the Ramami Pano, wherever it says shasik Rav, Rav had a teretz al pikabolo. But he didn't want to get involved in that. But here he said, not, he wasn't quiet. He said, I'll tell you, I don't know. Meaning, what's the shayla? Shluchei mitzvah in a nizayken. That's on your way to do the mitzvah. What about on the way back? Do you have the protection on the way back? And Rav didn't know. Itmar. Amar Rav Elazar. Shluchei mitzvah in a nizayken. Loi ba'li chasan. V'loi b'chazi rasan. Shluchei mitzvah had protection on the way there. And they had protection on the way back. Kaman ki aitan. Tan yis ben Yehuda Omer. Klapish am retayra. It says in the Torah, we're coming full circle. One of the themes of the beginning of Masechtas Pesachim. The mitzvah to be oyler regel. And what does it say about the mitzvah to be oyler regel? It says, V'lo yachmeit ish es artzecha ba'aloyscha le'roi. It says, P'nei Hashem le'kecha. You know what we learn from here? There was avtacha that you didn't have, that even though you're leaving your wife, your children, you're leaving your land, you're leaving your animals, your business, your possession, your martef, you're leaving everything behind. So you would have thought that it could be dangerous, right? So the pasuk says, it's going to be fine. The animals aren't even going to be damaged by other animals. A weasel's not going to chap with it. And the Gemara said, Isi ben Yehuda, ma elu she'in tarkin lizoik, eino nizoikin. Madach, animals that usually get hurt are not going to get hurt. There was avtocha b'nei adam shein tarkin liza galachas kama v'kama. So he said, from v'layach meidish as artzacha, I know that it's poshit to me that there's an idea of shluchei mitzvah in anizayken, because you see, the yidu oyler regel, they had avtocha. Even the animals weren't going to be affected. If an animal doesn't get affected, a person's certainly not going to be affected. What's the kal v'chaymer from an animal to a person? Also not for today. But Ella zok to Gemara, Eli Ella Balicha, b'chazari minayin. So Rabbi Elazar continued. Rabbi Elazar said that I know only Balicha. What's the makar that on the way back you have protection as well? Tamalim is another pasuk. Ufanisa ba'boiker, v'alachto lo'oyolecha. Melamed, we learn from here, shetelech, when you come back home from being a l'regel, you're going to find the timtza oyolecha b'shalom. You're going to find that your house is b'shalom, and everything was perfect. If you have a pasuk that says that you're going to come home and you're going to see everything was fine, that even on the way back, nothing bad is going to happen, that certainly on the way there, nothing's going to happen. So why do I need to tell me that when you're going to be oyler regel, everything is going to be okay? The Gemara says, you're right, look at the Rav Ami. He's come to teach me something else, something Rav Ami told me. The Amr Rav Ami said, Kol od m'shiyesh le'karka, oylo l'regel. If someone owns karka, he has a mitzvah to be oylo l'regel. V'she'in le'karka, in oylo l'regel. What's the makar? V'le'yach medish es artzach. If you have property, then you have a mitzvah to be oylo l'regel. But if you don't have property, you don't have a mitzvah to be oylo l'regel. Tosfos Daf Gimel Amud Beis sounds like he held that the same is true with regards to Karban Pesach, Machlokes Tetzlach, in Pesachim Gimel Amud Beis, Mechas Chinuch HaMitzvah. This is Reh that we spoke about. This next Gemara is another classic. Amar Rav Abin Barav Ado, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Mipnei Ma'ein Peros Ginoiser B'Yerushalayim. There were Peros that grew in the town of Ginoiser, which was in Eretz Yisrael, that were not Shaykh. The Gemara talks about how Rabbi Yochanan used to eat hundreds or thousands of them. Haflogos. The Peiros Ginoiser was a very big deal. So Rav Abin Bar Ad descended named Rabbi Yitzchak. Why were the Peiros Ginoiser not in Yerushalayim? Why were they in Ginoiser? So he said, you know why? Kidei shelo yehu oylei regalim oymrim. So that the oylei regal, when they come to be oylei regal, they shouldn't say, umalei lo yolinu elo lecho peiros ginoiser b'Yerushalayim dayenu. Nimtzes aliyah shelo yelashma. Imagine he is oylei regal. He goes all the way to Yerushalayim. What does he come back with? The Paris were not shaykh. You never had such food in your life. You missed the boat. So Chazal wanted, the Torah understood that if they would be in Yerushalayim, the Yidden would be oyler regel, and they would lose out. And as a result, the Paris Genoisa were taken away from Yerushalayim. Kiyoitzabai, similarly, Omer Abdu Stoib Rabbiane, Mipneima in Chamit Feri Yerushalayim. How come the Chamit Feri wasn't in Yerushalayim? Kadeshalayu, oyler regalim oymer. So the oyler regel shouldn't say, Umale loyolinu elo lirchoitz bechamit feria dayenu. You want to know why the Chamit Feri is in Tveria, not in Yerushalayim? Because if the Yidden had Chamit Feri when they went to be oyler regel, they would go to the Bud, they would go to the Chamit Feri, and you know, they would come back, they would talk about the Chamit Feri. Venimtzas, Aliyah Shalei Lashma, so to protect the Yidden from doing the mitzvah of oyler regel for the wrong reasons, it's the Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made sure that the Peiros Genoiser would be in Genoiser and the Chamit Feri would be in Tveria. Exhale. So there's so many different angles that we can attack today's daf with. But I think the theme, or one of the themes, of the beginning of Masechtas Pesachim was the mitzvah to be oyler regel. Today's daf ends with the mitzvah to be oyler regel. So let's continue along the theme of the mitzvah to be oyler regel. Number one, the Gemara said, Amar Rab Ami, kol adam sheyesh lo karka, oyler regel. V'she'ein lo karka, ein oyler regel. If you notice in your Gemara, by Rav Ami's halacha, there's no little letter of the Aleph base. There's no Aleph, there's no base, there's no Gimel, which means that this halacha is not brought down anywhere in Shulchan Aruch. It means the Rambam doesn't bring it in his Yad Chazaka. And the truth is, this is an often quoted Gemara, but at the same time, it's not something that's brought down the halacha. And the question is why? There's a tshuva from the Noida B'Yehuda, we're not going to talk about this today, but there's a tshuva from the Noida B'Yehuda where the Shoyl, Rabbi Yeshaya Berlin, also known as Rabbi Yeshaya Pick, the Baal Masoreis HaShas, asked this question to the Noida B'Yehuda, and the Noida B'Yehuda said a long teretz that's based on Pshat Tov in today's daf. So it's kedai to see it inside if you have time, but the Noida B'Yehuda gave an answer based on today's Pshat, and this tshuva of the Noida B'Yehuda is actually brought down excerpts of it in the Tzlach right here on this Gemara. He begins, Kidir Rav Ami, Dom Rav Ami, Shein Loi Karka, Ein Oilo Regel, Zog the Tzlach, Sholani, Kvoi Da Goyim, Mareinu, Arab, Rabbi Shai, Berlin, Bri Breslo. Loma Lei Hevi, Aram, Am Hach, Milsa, Rav Ami, Kivin, Shein Choy, Lagol. But either way, this is not something that's brought down in Halacha. So it's very, very possible that with all the raid and the Machshava that ties in to Mibnei Ma, why is it that kol adam sheyesh lekarka oyler regel shein lekarka ein oyler regel? It's all nice in Rav Ami's world, but as it relates to halacha lemaisa, Rambam doesn't bring it. As it relates to halacha lemaisa, it's something that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring. But as it relates to the idea of the mitzvah to be oyler regel, Rav Tzadik HaKoyen in his Sidkas HaTzadik, this is Ois Reish Mem Zayin, says something amazing. He says, we know that Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Ebeshta, he said, Hareini na kvoidecha. He wanted to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, I'm sorry, it's not possible. Ki lo yirani adam v'cha. It's not possible to see me. A human being can't see the Eivishta. Because if a human being is going to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's going to have to die. And Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not time. You still have a mission and a shlichas to do. Ki lo yirani adam v'cha. So Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm sorry, it's not possible for you to be able to see me. So Rav Tzadik HaKoyen says that the Pasuk says that when the Yidden used to be Oyler Regel, it says, Shalosh Pa'amim Bashono Yeirah Kol Schorchas Pnei Ha'adon. The Yidden used to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kederech Shabal Lirois Kach Bali Rois. Chazal say, Gemara in the beginning of Masechta Sanhedrin, that when Yid was Oyler Regel, he would see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and maybe more importantly, he would be seen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he felt the fact that he was seen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The ksiv is yira, to see. But the kri is yeroeh, to be seen. And they're both true. Kederech Shabalir is kach bali rois. Gemara learns halachas from it. But a person, when he was oyler regel, he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So said Rav Tzadik HaKoyen, the Eivishter told Moshe Rabbeinu, ki lo yirani adam, you can't see me. Yet, the Torah says clearly again and again and again that a Yid used to go to be oyler regel to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How's it possible? If Kilo Yerani or Adam, so how could the Pasuk say, Shalish Pamim Mashonah, Yeroeh? How could you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So Rav Tzadik HaKoyen said that Moshe Rabbeinu never went into Eretz Yisrael. He lived in Chutz La'aretz. Chutz La'aretz is a makom of hesed upon him. And because you're doimek misha ein lo yalika, you're living in a world of astaras panim in chutz laaretz kilo yirani hadam. He said, but when the yid went into Eretz Yisrael, afilu the pashut the yid, he had the ability to be oiler regel And he was able, lirois, he was able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he was seen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The difference is that Moshe Rabbeinu, with all the madregas, the Shar Mem Tes, but Moshe Rabbeinu was in Chutz La'aretz. A Yid in Eretz Yisrael, in a way, can come to a Skarvus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, said Reb Tzadik HaKoyen, more than Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu was in Chutz La'aretz. And then he says, Shamati. And when Reb Tzadik HaKoyen says Shamati, the Velt says, he's referring to what he was mekabel from his Rebbe, the Ishbitza. So he said he heard from the Ishbitza, said Shamati, that if you look in Birchas Ham, if you look in benching, Birchas HaMazon, so the first bracha, Birchas HaMazon, is Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. Hazon es ha'olam kuloi betuvai, bechein bechesed uverachamim. The whole bracha is Belashon Nistar. Hazon. Right, you're not talking directly to Hashem. Hashem is Hazon es ha'olam kuloi betuvai uvetuvai agadol tamad lechassalanu v'al yechassalanu bavrishmai agadol ki hu kelzon umefarnis lakal umeitiv lakal umeichem. You're not talking straight. You're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a declaration. It's a bracha where you're acknowledging all the hatava that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you. Skip next bracha. Noida lecha Hashem alikenu al shen chalta lava yisenu eretz chem de toivu ruchavav al shoytzi sonu right al toiroscha shalim adotonu al chukecha shaydatonu. The next bracha rachim Hashem alikenu al yisrael amecha val yishlaim yirach. You're talking again directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'nal tatzrichenu. You're talking straight. The first bracha is b'loshen nista, after that it's all b'loshen noichach. So the Ishbitza said, you know why? Because the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos, who was Masechtas in the first bracha of benching? Moshe Rabbeinu. Who was Masechtas in the second bracha of benching? That was already Yeshua ben Nun, David, right? It was already in the first bracha of benching was instituted in Chutz La'aretz. It was in the Midbar. Moshe Rabbeinu never went into Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was never in Eretz Yisrael. He couldn't talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'loshen noichach. So it was Hazon es ha'olam kula b'tuvai. Uvetuvai agadol, tamad lo chasalanu, ki hu kelzanu b'farnas. Yeshua ben Nun entered Eretz Yisrael. Yeshua ben Nun was kipnei alavana. Moshe Rabbeinu was kipnei achamu. Yeshua ben Nun was not in the madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu. But at the same time, he entered Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, you have a special connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there you could already say, Noida lecha Hashem Elokeinu, al shin chalta lav yisenu, Eretz chem toirecha. But either way, this is what the Reb Tzadik HaKoyen says in Tzidkas HaTzadik Ois Reish Mem Zayin, that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, chelo yirani ha'odom v'chai. Yet every single yud, shalosh pamim bashoni, has the ability to go to Eretz Yisrael, to go to Yerushalayim, to be oiler regal. And the pasuk says clearly, shalosh pamim bashoni, yirol kol schorcha, is pnei ha'odom Hashem. The mitzvah to be oiler regal is mentioned several times in the Torah. It's mentioned in Parshas Mishpatim, it's mentioned in Parshas Kisisa, it's mentioned again in Mishnah Torah in Parshas Re. But I had a diak. If you look at Parshas Mishpatim, the pasuk says, Sholesh Pamim Bashana, Yeroe Kol Zachorcha, El, emphasis on El, Pnei Ha'odin Hashem. So Sholesh, three times a year, Yeroe Kol Zachorcha, El, Pnei Ha'odin Hashem. In Parshas Kisisa, Sholesh Pamim Bashana, Yeroe Kol Zachorcha, Es, Pnei ha'odin Hashem alikei Yisrael. Again in Parshas Re'ei, Sholish pamim bashani yirol kol schorcha es pnei Hashem alikecha. So in Parshas Mishpatim, it's Sholish pamim bashani yirol kol schorcha el pnei ha'odin. And then in Parshas Kinsiso, and again in Parshas Re'ei, it doesn't say el pnei ha'odin Hashem, but rather it says es pnei Hashem alikecha. Why in Parshas Mishpatim does it say El? And why in Parshas Kisisa and Parshas Re'e does it say S? Rabbi Yaakov Emden wrote Haggais on the side of his Mikrois Gedolos, on the side of his Chumash, for 40 years. 40 years Rabbi Yaakov Emden used to learn Chumash. And when he wrote Chumash, he would write Haggais on the side of his Chumash. His Chumash was found, and it was recently printed. We've quoted from it in the past. The Sefer is called Eim Labina. If you go through the Sefer Eim Labina, it was printed literally in the year Tafshin Pei. So the Sefer Eim Labina, one of the themes in Rabbi Yaakov Emden's Sefer is that it was Dairish Kol Esam Shabbatayra. So Shimon Ram Suni, how you Dairish Kol Esam Shabbatayra? It's a Gemara that's coming up very shortly, Perikolsha. See, it was Dairish Kol Esam Shabbatayra, literally, like Shimon Ram Suni, that was Dairish Kol Esam Shabbatayra. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden was Dairish Kol Esam Shabbatayra. So if you're fascinated by what S is coming to be Benarba, Rabbi Eliezer Benoish, Rabbi Yisrael Glili said S is one of the three words that's a reboy. So if that's something that. This is the Sefer. Eim Labina, it's literally, it's what Rabbi Yaakov Emden was thinking as he was learning Chumash. Fascinating. On this pasuk, Sholish Pamim Bashani Eirah Kol Schorcha Es Pinei Ha'odin Hashem Alikei. So he says, Ayin Le'il Shmois Chav Dalit Pasuk Yud. He says, take a look at what I wrote in Shmois Perich Chav Dalit Pasuk Yud. The pasuk over there is in the end of Parashas Mishpatim. It says, Vayiru Es Alikei Yisrael. The context is Maimed Har Sinai. V'tachas raglov kemasei livnas hasapir uke'etzem hashamayim latayar. So it says Vayiru, who were they? But they saw Eis Elokei Yisrael. They didn't see Elokei Yisrael. They saw Eis Elokei Yisrael. Zokir B'yakim Ebnen. Eis Elokei Yisrael ro. Avol Elokei Yisrael enir. They didn't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shekach kosov. Because they couldn't have seen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the Pasuk says, Ki lo yirani yo'odom v'chah. You can't see Hashem. So it says, Vayiru Eis Elokei Yisrael. So B'yakim Ebnen is being Dairish Kol Esen Shepetair. You know what Eis means? Not the Eibishta v'choy de v'atzmai, but a tuffle to the Eibishta. They saw Eis. V'chein, loy kosha, masha ome Yeshaya, ve'era es Hashem. Yeshaya said, he saw es Hashem. What do you mean he saw es Hashem? So he says, gevaldik. Because Chazal say that Moshe Rabbeinu saw the Eibishter ba'aspaklari ha-me'ira. But Yeshaya Novi saw ba'aspaklari she'ena me'ira. And that's ve'era es Hashem. It was ba'aspaklari she'ena me'ira. Because he couldn't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All he saw was es Hashem. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden on this pasuk, Shalish Pama Bashan Yerok Kol Skorcho Es Penei Adon Hashem Alekei Yisrael. So what's es? So look, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, take a look at what I wrote there. Vayiru Es Alekei Yisrael. It means they saw Es Alekei Yisrael. It was Basbaklari Yishein Amiru. They didn't see it in high definition. They couldn't see it clearly. It was Avol Alekei Yisrael Eininira. You know why? Kilo Yerani Adon V'chai. So I was thinking maybe this is Emes. Parshas Kisisa, it says, Shalish Pamim Bashana, Yeiro Kol Schorcha Es Pnei Adon Hashem Elokei Yisrael. What does Es mean? Baspaklar Yishein Amir. They couldn't see the Eibishter. It's not possible. You can't have a mitzvah to go see the Eibishter. Kalo Yerani Yehodon V'chai. In Parshas Re'eh again, Shalish Pamim Bashana, Yeiro Kol Schorcha Es Pnei Hashem Elokei. It's not possible. You can't see the Eibishter. You know what you can see is Es. But in Parshas Mishpatim, it says, Shalish Pamim Bashana, Yeiro Kol Schorcha El Pnei Adon Hashem. It doesn't say Es. And Sadan Rabbi Yaakov Emden doesn't say anything on that pasuk. There it says El Pnei Adon Hashem. It doesn't say Es. What happened between Parshas Mishpatim and Parshas Kisisa? What happened between Parshas Mishpatim and the end of Parshas Kisisa? That's a giveaway. The Chet HaEgel happened. Before the Chet HaEgel, Klai Yisrael had Luchas Rishonis. Klai Yisrael were on a Madrega, like the Gemara talks about in Masechtas Erev and Daf Nun Dalet. They were on an incredible, incredible Madrega. On the Madrega of Luchas Rishonis, before the Chet HaEgel, Shalish Pama Bashani Yerol calls Churcha El Pnei Adon Hashem. It was given like Reb Tzadok HaKoyin said, a person could go into Eretz Yisrael but can't say in the Eivishter. You can mamish see the Aikilo Yerani Adon V'chai. But this is Eretz Yisrael. It's a different Madrega, like the Ishbitzer said. Here you could talk Beloshen Noichach, not Beloshen Nister, Alshen Chaltol, Abiseinu. And they were able to see the Eibishter. But in the end of Parshas Kisisa, there was already a Chet HaEgel. There was a Chet HaEgel, now there was already Lucha Shnias. A Lucha Shnias, now the Yidden dropped the Madrega. And because they dropped the Madrega, here the Torah says, Sholish Pamim Bashani Yerol, Kol Schurcha Es Pnei Adon Hashem Alekei Yisrael. Here it's not El anymore, here it's only Yes. Now it's only Basbak Lar Yishein Amir. Now they weren't going to be able to see clearly. Even in Eretz Yisrael, they weren't going to be. Why? And they lost the Madrega. So in Parshas Mishpatim, fired the Chet HaEgel. It's Adani Rameir Simcha Meshachachma. In a few places, makes Cheshbonis, where he answers Stiris in Psukim. This is before Parshas Kisisa, and this is after Parshas Kisisa. So the precedent for this Loi Kasha, this is before, this is after, that comes from Rameir Simcha. But either way, this Teretz, that in Parshas Mishpatim, it's El Pnei Adon Hashem, because that was before the Chet HaEgel. Before the Chet HaEgel, oh, it's a different Madrega. That's a hiskarvus that's not shaykh. After the Chet HaEgel, right, we lost the Madrega. It's only Es Pnei Adon Hashem. But I just want to be messiah with a davar nifla that I heard from my good friend Levi Chomsky, who told it to me b'shem Echad Mimnei HaChabura HaAvrei HaChoshev Rabbi Yishaya Khan. And this is a Metziah Neura in the Shailos HaTshuvas pre-Yitzchak. So the author of the Shailos HaTshuvas pre-Yitzchak, of course, was Rabbi Itzel Petterberger, Rabbi Yitzchak Blaser, who was a Talmud Muvik of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter and very famous in terms of his Musar and the Shmuzin and his Sefer Koich Veyar. But he was also one of the Ga'oine Yoylam, and he's the author of the Shailos HaTshuvas pre-Yitzchak. So Rabbi Itzel, in that shtickle, was discussing a halacha that we're going to learn in Perek Kol Shah. You're not allowed to cook the carbon Pesach. The Gemara says that if someone's mevashel the carbon pesach, gets malchus. You over a loisa say it's a lav sheish by maisa. You now let her cook the carbon pesach. What about if somebody decided to cook the carbon pesach bechamit feria? So the Gemara says pesach shebishle bechamit feria chayv. If you cook the carbon pesach with the chamit feria, you're going to be chayv. So Itzler brings a veltz kasha. Said, how is it possible to be chayv for cooking the carbon pesach in the chamit feria? Where was the chamit feria? It was in Tveria. The carbon Pesach was Kachin. It was Kachin Kalin. which means its Kedusha is somewhat more lenient, but at the same time, you can't take it outside of Yerushalayim. If the Korban Pesach is taken outside of Yerushalayim, it becomes possible b'yotze. So, freikt, Rabbi Tzalah, makshin oilom, how is it possible to cook the Korban Pesach in the Chami Tveri? If you took the Korban Pesach to Tveria, it's not a Korban Pesach anymore. It's posel. It was nifsal b'yotze. Elamai, you know what you did? You took a cup of very hot water from the Chami Tveria. You brought it with you to Yerushalayim, and you brought the Chami Tveria to Yerushalayim. Problem is, then it's a klisheni. A klisheni is not mavashal, so you weren't over the Issa Bishal. So Mitzvah said that the Yerna Veltz Kasha, how is it possible to mavashal the Chami Tveria? If you brought the Pesach to Chami Tveria, it was nifsal b'yotze. And if you brought the Chami Tveria to Yerushalayim, then it's already a klisheni. The Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Mem, the Gemara discusses if someone's mevashel on Shabbos b'chami Tveria. That's a good shayla. You're chayv if you cook on Shabbos in Tveria. You're chayv if you cook on Shabbos anywhere in the world. So that's a good shayla. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Pei Zayin Yer Day and Hilchas Basa V'chalav discusses, you're not allowed to cook Basa V'chalav. What if someone cooks Basa V'chalav with the chami Tveria? It's a nice shayla. Is it called Bishol or is it not called Bishol? Oh, but b'negei of the Korban Pesach, it doesn't work. Because the Korban Pesach had to be in Yerushalayim. Elamai, you brought the chami Tveria to Yerushalayim. So if you brought Yerushalayim, it's already klisheni. A klisheni is the name of Asher. So after a whole pilpul, said Rabbi Itzala, and this is the maybe Musser component of who Rabbi Itzala was. He says, He said, because the Gemara says in Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Ches Amid Beis, that why is it that the Chami Tveria are in Tveria? Why are the Chami Tveria not in Yerushalayim? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Because if the Chami Tveria would have been in Yerushalayim, you know what happened? The Oile Regalim would go up to Yerushalayim, and they would recognize, you know what they would see? They would see the Chami Tveria. And they wouldn't even, they would miss the boat. So, Kadesh la you, Oilu Regalim, Oimrim, Ilmali la Yolinu, Elo Lirchis, Bechami Tveria, Dayenu, Vinimtis Aliyah, Shloy la Shma, it's gonna mess up the whole Aliyah, the Regal. So, the Abish to purposely put it in Tveria, so it shouldn't distract the Yidden that are going to be Oilu Regal. So, Rabbi Tzala said, Vaistois, really the Chami Tveria was supposed to be in Yerushalayim. Really, they were supposed to be in Yerushalayim. Narvaz. What are you going to do? It's going to be a distraction. He said, when Mashiach ben David's going to come and he's going to reveal himself, it's going to be Umalar, it's Deya. The Yidden are going to come to a matziv where they're going to understand what the emes is. And they're not going to get sidetracked by some of the superficialities. You know what's going to happen? The Chami Tveria is going to be knocking in Yerushalayim. You're going to go up to Yerushalayim and there's going to be Chami Tveria. That's where it's going to be Negei of the Halacha of Hamavashal b'Chami Tveria. He says, you're right, it's not Negei of the Halacha. But this is something that's a Hilchas of the Mashiach. That's where it's going to be Negeya. Like you say, Yubana Mesa Mikdash, then there's going to be Chami Tveria in Yerushalayim. Because the time of the Gemara is going to be null and void, because then you're not going to have to worry about it. But I was just thinking, just one takeaway from this daf, and that is you see what the Inyan of Aliyah L'Regel was. Right, you Aliyah L'Regel, you see the Abish, the Klayirani Yodim V'chai, you're up Tzadik HaKoyin, B'Shem De'Ishbitzah, Heilige Rebbe, that Nusach, or Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, Aspaklaya Hamira, Aspaklaya She'en Hamira, whether it's L or whether it's S. But the idea of being Aliyah L'Regel was to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The idea of being Aliyah L'Regel was to be seen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the most spiritual event that you can even fathom if you misplain a little bit what it meant to be Oyler Regal. Moshe Rabbeinu was Kalayiran and Yadam Vachai, said Rab Tzadik. Oh, but Yid, I feel a poshid Yid, Sholish Pamabashoni Yeirah, Kol Schorcha. But what happens if there would be Peres Kinoiser and if there would be Chami Tver, you would miss the boat? It's incredible how vulnerable we are and how easy it is to miss the boat. You can literally be in the presence of the Shechina, but the Chami Tveria and the Peres Kinoiser can get in the way. But that said, Rabbi Tzala, that's only now. Now we live in a world of distractions. We live in a world where we're unfortunately we're ktanei haseichel sometimes and we miss the boat. She says, then already it's gonna be umalar, it's deya. You're not gonna have to worry about this, and then Yerushalayim is gonna be perfect. Yerushalayim is going to have the Peres Kinoiser. Yerushalayim is going to have the Chami Tveria. And at the same time, the Yidden are going to be able to fully appreciate, fully take in what it means, Sholish Pama Bashani Eira, Kol Schurcha. They're going to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're going to feel seen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's no distraction in the world that's going to be able to take away from that.